Lightweight.
Did I get him?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6'2", 265.
How do you like that 265? Is that where you want to be?
That was definitely my plan, to be down to 265. By combine, hopefully by pro day, I bump it down to 260, 255.
Why do you want to lower it?
I actually feel like I'm moving pretty good right now. As far as my 40 and my shuttle runs and everything, my position drills, I'm looking really good. You know, back way before the knee injury, a lot more fluent. But I just feel like in order for me to maximize my performance in the NFL, playing inside linebacker, I feel like as though I maybe need to drop a couple more pounds.
Have you talked to any teams yet?
I've not talked to any teams. I have 12 meetings tonight and 12 meetings tomorrow. I'm definitely looking forward to getting to it. Baltimore is one of my meetings.
Pittsburgh
is also one of my meetings.
I don't know how much you follow what teams need as you're going through this process. Are you aware the Steelers might not need an inside linebacker and thought about it at all?
I've talked to a couple of scouts since I've been here, and you know they're interested in me, and I'm looking forward to sitting down and talking to Coach Tomlin. Most definitely. I'm not exactly sure which teams were at the time because it was so much confusion and hustle last night. But a couple of people did come to me and ask me how I felt about playing the Jack outside linebacker and possibly playing the defensive end in the 4-3. Whatever I got to do to get on the field and contribute to a team and win a Super Bowl, that's what I'm looking forward to.
You feel like you're totally back from your knee?
I do. I feel a lot more fluent as far as my movements go. I feel as fast as I've ever felt, you know, even before the knee injury. I just feel like the nutrition I've gotten at API has really helped me out as far as my lean mass and my body weight. So I'm definitely moving in the right direction to get myself in the best performance plan ability.
Is there one?
Who's my agent? Pat Dye Jr. I'm hoping to run in the 4.6, mid 4.6, low 4.6.
Do you feel better?
TCU linebackers, Tank Carter, table 8.
You got more experience inside, right?
Yes, sir.
Is there one you feel comfortable more than the other?
I do feel a little bit more comfortable playing inside, and I feel like if you ask any linebacker here that played inside, they'd probably say the same. But with my style of play, I feel like I'm a versatile athlete. I can play both inside and outside and the defensive end in the 4-3. So it ultimately comes down to, you know, which team needs what and my ability to do it. I feel like I have just as much ability as anybody in the combine at either position.
I don't know if you've gotten on the board yet, but have you – your offense or your defense is obviously very complicated, similar to what some of the NFL teams are running. Have you got a sense for that yet? Have teams talked to you about that and sort of being NFL ready?
I haven't actually sat down and talked to any teams yet, which I have a lot of interviews tonight, which I'm looking forward to. But you know, it just goes off without saying that a lot of teams are very complex and difficult, especially 3-4 teams like the Baltimores and the Pittsburgh Steelers, the 49ers, all those guys. So I'm definitely looking forward to sitting down with those guys, the linebacker coach and defense coordinators, and rapping with them and seeing, you know, how I would fit in all those different schemes.
Dante, there's so much talent on your defense at Alabama. Really, every level has possible first-round picks. How much did you guys really push each other and kind of, you know, was there a competitive nature among each other?
Most definitely. Whether it be at wide receiver with Marquise Mays, me and Courtney going to battle against each other, Darius Hanks, Mark Barron, Daquan Menzie, Dre Kirkpatrick, we all compete. And that's another reason why we came to Alabama and the SEC is to compete against some of the best athletes in the country. So with that being said, it definitely wasn't a problem with us, you know, getting ready for the draft and the combine by going out to wherever we trained and to compete. I mean, that's something that's well-natured in all of us. So we're definitely looking forward to it.
However, a sense that you had to try and outshine the other to kind of, you know, make a name for yourselves?
I mean, that goes along with competing. I mean, we never really competed for, you know, the media spotlight, but more or less about us in the War Daddy room, you know, who has the most points, production points this week, which goes for tackles and sacks and, you know, all kind of different defensive stats. So we always competed against each other. So, I mean, that's what really made us better, and it helped the younger guys as well.
How would you this year? Who won this year?
I won. Don't let Mark Barron tell you no different. He's gonna say he won last year, but last year don't count. This year it counts.
What is it? It's some sort of formula based on plays you make on the field.
It's different. It's based off a point situation, where tackles are 1 point, sacks are 2s, interceptions, big hits, and then they're all positives. And then there's also the negatives is. Mental errors, missed tackles, missed opportunities for turnovers, strip balls. So it goes all the way down to all defensive stats and based on points.
Having gone against both in practice, how would you compare Trent to Mark Ingram?
They're definitely two different types of running backs. I feel like Mark, he was more of a Emmitt Smith kind of guy with great vision, great cutting ability, a guy who's gonna make you miss. With Trent, I feel like he does both of those things, and I definitely feel like he's more of a contact runner, and that definitely helped him, and that's definitely what makes him such a great player, being able to get hit while he has the ball, and then being able to have the yards after contact.
Are you a leader on that defense? Would you consider yourself the leader?
Me and Mark Barron were both co-defensive captains for the defense.
But was that a big priority for you to be that guy who kind of stepped up and switched the guys all
night? Yeah, it was. It was definitely something that I took pride in. Being elected as a team captain by my peers, guys that want to look up to me, the guys that already respect me and look up to me, during the good and the bad, even when challenged with adversity. So it definitely felt good for those guys to look up to me. And I had to step up. We lost a lot of leaders and a lot of older guys. And my sophomore year coming back from the injury. So from that point on, I just kind of took it under and ran with it.
Who are some of the guys in the NFL that you look up to at your position?
There's a bunch of guys. Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, James Harrison, Lamar Woodley, Rolando McClain. Patrick Willis, there's a line that goes on. They're all great players.
And how would you like to play next to Ray Lewis and T-Settle, two first names out of your mouth? How would you like to play next to them?
That'd be great. Wherever it have me, I'm looking forward to it. But growing up watching guys that you watch, growing up when you're 15 and you're still in middle school and you want to be like this guy, actually being on the field with those guys would be a dream come true.
I know you talked to Rolando all the time. What has he told you to expect here
on the season? He just told me it was gonna be a tough couple of days. A lot of busy work. As far as the physicals and the interviews go. But the last day is the only day that really counts, how you go out there and perform and show everybody what you have and what you've been training for since the off season. So I'm definitely looking forward to Monday going out and going out and showing everybody what I got.